know, anxious to get it over with. Oh, hey!
Oh. Is your wrist like what's
going on, man? Whoa!
Sneaking
up,
like I
sneaking up on people. No, I'm about to wrestle you. I saw your park job today. Good job.
You're a beauty. I like to see you go against that guy.
You. What?
I like to see you go against that guy.
Maybe one day.
I think you kick his day. Ass. Hey,
for all intents and purposes, hell yeah. Travis probably beat me up, but that's all right. I'd give him a pass rush, though. Guaranteed. He couldn't pass block me, though.
Jared, what stands out to you about the last 2 weeks and what the defense has done to get the
game? Honestly, I think we just kept it simple. We've just been playing forward football and physical football, really harping on the basics and the fundamentals of what we do, and you know, just creating that identity. Nothing special, nothing spectacular, and just playing solid fundamental football.
How encouraging is it to have that balance all throughout, you know, D-line, linebacker, secondary?
Oh, really good. I mean, guys are playing well right now, and the young guys are starting to play well. And, you know, that gives everybody confidence, and as that grows, and you can start doing more things. But, you know, when you can line up with your front seven and you can stop the run and get after the quarterback like we did against Detroit, I mean, that helps out a lot. You can do more things on the back end coverage-wise.
Does that make much difference with the quarterback?
One second, Steve.
How do you study that?
Yeah, you know, he gets rid of the ball fast. You know, word on the street is he's starting, so we'll prepare for him. But, I mean, he's a good quarterback. I mean, I remember playing against him when he was in Seattle. That ball comes out. He knows where the ball is going. He's a smart quarterback. He was a Pro Bowl quarterback for a reason. And, again, I think the whole game plan stays the same. We have to be really good on first and second down. I mean, if we allow Chris Johnson to get loose in the run game and they're in third and two, third and threes, or they're picking up first downs, then, you know, all of a sudden their playbook's wide open. If we can force them into third and longs, you know, now you get a situation where they got to go vertical down the field a little bit and buys you a little more time to get to the quarterback.
Okay, found new ways to block you?
No, not really. Pretty much same old guy. They use human beings, so that's been nice. but same old, really. Chips, some double teams, and a couple holds here and there. And
how about the replacement officials? Was there more holding during that?
Yeah, you know, they did call some holding penalties, which I kind of liked. You know, I felt like I could butter them up a little bit and, you know, really sell myself to them. I sent a fruit salad, so that was cool.
Jared, when you're getting chipped as much as Detroit did, I mean, they did it all day with running backs coming out. They're trying to take away your speed rush there, so how do you prevent that from sort of impacting how you're playing the game?
Well, you know, you got to like with the chip situation, you know, there's ways to face it. I mean, you got to remember, sometimes that'll screw up an offensive line. You know, his set, he might think he has chip help, but the running back might not, you know, so he might sit low on you, or he might sit over the top and you can, you know, do some things that way. You know, you really just got to take it for what it is. You can spin off of it, you can chip the chipper, there's different philosophies that go with. But it's part of it, and like I said, you just adjust to it. But if they're trying to chip out, but really, yeah, they're trying to slow you down. They're trying to get you to stop your feet and you know, stop your momentum. So, but there's things you can do off of it. And, you know, I think what game was it? You go back to it was the San Francisco game. You know, they tried to chip me with a tight end coming in. Well, we were able to run a game off it and beat the guy inside, and, you know, now you got the quarterback off the spot. So, you know, with everything you do, there's always an opening to try to take advantage of it, and you just got to, you know, weather those storms. And like I said, if you're successful on first and second down, and if you get up on the scoreboard, they got to kind of, you know, spread the offense out a little more. They got to get more guys in the route so you can take advantage late in the game.
Your secondary is a lot better this year.
They are.
Has that helped you?
Absolutely. They are doing some good things coverage-wise, especially these last two games. And you see when we get a lead, I think you look at the Niners and Detroit, and we've been playing with a lead, and we're able to get after the quarterback. You know, those first two games, we're sitting here either coming from behind or the game's really, you know, close, and, you know, it's tough. In that situation, they got the playbook open to them. They're still running tight formation, max pros, so you're guessing a little bit. But when you get a lead and, you know, like I said, we're healthy in the secondary, it helps out.
When you look at Chris Johnson, the first three games and then this last game, what's the difference in what he did in this fourth game?
You know, I haven't really just studied him. You know, I just watched the running game. I always prepare for him to be as good as he was when he rushed for 2,000 yards. I mean, the guy's an explosive back. You know, sometimes you got to look at the circumstances of the game. You know they're behind. You're not really running the ball in those first few games. You know, in this game, you know, they were behind a lot, and then they had some quarterback injuries, so they kind of were running the ball a little more. But he's explosive. And with any good back you face, you have to stop them before they start. You can't let him get in the space and think you're going to tackle him. I mean, we need to hit him in the backfield. We need to bottle him up. And if you do that, then you can shut him down. But other than that, I mean, he has the ability to hit that edge and turn the corner and be gone. So, you know, it's something we got to be really cognizant of.
Does that take away from aggressiveness on the outside when you got a back that can swing it to the ends?
No, I mean, you still got to play aggressive. I mean, how am I going to play him, too? I'm not going to break down. I'm going to throw at him. I guess left, and he goes right. Well, hey, I got 50-50 chance.
No,
of getting
I just meant in your pass rush. Does that slow it up at all? If you're
No. Again, it's all. I mean, you got to read your blocks. You got to read your keys. You're not really trying to guess run or pass ever. You know, usually you got a pretty good indicator of what's going on. It's never going to slow you down. You just got to do what you do within the scheme and realize that, you know, if you got to contain or you got to keep outside leverage, you better do it because he has ability to get to the edge.
How would you tackle Peterson?
Would I tackle Peterson?
Yeah.
First of all, go back and watch the 2007 tape when I made him fumble twice. No big deal, Adrian.
You're a beauty. Sit there. You want to repeat that part?
I know. You don't remember 2007, do you, Sid?
No.
And that's why I love you, buddy. Bring it in. Right, any more questions for Sid and I?
Jared, how are you feeling physically?
You're better, you know, getting some rest. I've never been in the training room this much in my entire career, so it's new to me. But, you know, just trying to get my body ready for Sunday. Little tweaks and pulls here, and, you know, our training staff's doing a good job. Coach is doing a good job allowing me to get a little rest and get this thing right for Sunday.
Hey, Steve Hutchinson, your old buddy that you went down and helped get Favre back here.
Yeah.
What will be like? Might not be lined up against him. What will be like?
He'll be on my side. I'm going to probably be funny. Probably be laughing. And he doesn't laugh during the game. He's a grumpy old son of a gun. It'll be fun playing against him. I always enjoy playing against Steve, even when I wasn't on the Vikings. The dude's he's a heck of a competitor. He's one of the best guards to ever play this game, in my personal opinion. It's always fun to play against your buddies. And, you know, they're going to be competitive. I know both him and Roos pretty well. Obviously, know Hutch. I know Roos really well, too. So it's always fun to play against your friends, and you get a little bragging rights. So hopefully we can win, and I can have bragging rights for however long until we play each other next time.
Do you block him a lot in practice?
Do I block him a lot? Yeah, I blocked Steve probably a bunch of times. I was playing the offensive line 2 weeks ago, and I blocked Steve. And so that was fun.
Is he tough?
Yeah, strong guy. Very strong.
Yeah. How about this game?
I hope I don't have to block him because then that means some people got hurt. But I think I'll be able to pass rush against him pretty well.
Thank you, Sid.
Right, you're welcome, Sid.
Sure, does any of the young guys impress you the most? You mentioned how well they're playing.
I think guys I think the biggest is our young secondary. Mm-hmm. The way they've handled some of the receivers that we've had to face so far. And, you just look at the game last week when Calvin Johnson caught the crosser into the end zone or whatever, and, you know, your young safety might just say, oh, we caught the ball, it's over. I mean, Harrison went in there and blasted him, knocked the ball out of us. And you look at Jamarcus flying around hitting people. Josh, I mean, he chasing him. I think one of the best plays he's made all year is when he chased the dude down on the kickoff return, and then we ended up holding him to a field goal. And you should look at that kind of play, and that's great. And our young D linemen are coming. I mean, Everson's making an impact. Latroy's growing into himself. With that, it's awesome. It breeds confidence. And then, you know, as vets, we just preach consistency. You know, this league is built on being consistent. I mean, that's how you become a great player in this league, is you got to do it week in and week out. And they're all very capable, and, you know, they're growing up fast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. All right, see you, Steve.